You walked, you said you walked from
Yanana to here. I run once I was young, you know. I don't know what I had for lunch. Sardines, I think, sardines. And there was roadhouses, you know. But they met me up here at Utrapa. You heard about Utrapa? Mm-hmm. I stopped at a roadhouse. The mail trailer was from down the slough, and there was a roadhouse at the mouth of the slough. From there, the road goes over.
Is that that McLeod's ranch?
I guess so. I think they were colored people. Well, anyway, I got over there kind of dark. And I stopped at the roadhouse, all miners, you know. Young, and I was scared little. The little white guy came over. Are you Teddy? I told him, yeah. Your parents are over here. See, I was glad.
So your parents met you at
Woodchopper? Woodchopper.
Gee.
11 dogs, they had 11 dogs. They had my sister Harriet with them. She was a little girl then.
So when you had never been on that trail before like that?
No. But there was horse trail, you know. Uh-huh. And them horse trails are hard to walk in, on. You know, just runners.
Oh, so it's just like two deep parts for the runners from the sled?
Best to do is just run. But to walk in is hard.
Because if you run and you put one foot way in front on that track. Well, when you started out, you said there's roadhouses all along the way, mm-hmm. So you stop at every roadhouse?
Yeah.
You'd been to roadhouses before, though.
Yeah.
So what happened? You know, people now, they don't know what a roadhouse is like, so what did it look like inside? What happened when you got there?
It's a big log cabin. A lot of bunks.
They have food there?
Uh-huh.
They always have food ready?
They always have food ready. Travelers, you know.
What kind of food would they have?
I remember beef. I remember stew. We took mail up here, went to Manly, by dogs one time. Snow was too deep, now into the sky. You couldn't go alone. Had to have somebody walk ahead. And there was a roadhouse at Sullivan Creek. We stopped there, went in there. This guy was gone. The owner, he was cutting wood up on a hill, but everything was cooked. A lot of good food.
So they're just always ready for anybody. They
anybody
wouldn't turn anybody away.
No.
Huh. And how much would they charge?
Above Baker Creek, there was not a little roadhouse. I've got how much it cost me to eat. It isn't much anyway. Maybe a dollar or something like that.
So you could eat there and spend the night too?
Mm-hmm. I didn't stay the night.
The roadhouse is close enough you could walk to the next one to spend the night.
Yeah.
So could you spend the night at a roadhouse all the way along?
Yeah, you do.
You didn't have to sleep outside. There's enough roadhouses.
Yeah. I got bunks.
Gee, that's something. It's like there was.
Used to carry me from here to Manly with horses too. Some days.
You ever ride on those horses?
No. But I see passengers going up, but they're in some big ropes, fur ropes. I don't think they get cold. There was one at Round Lake, another one at Fish Lake, and all along there's roadhouses.
What's the best roadhouse that you've been to?
Long Lake, I think. Sometimes he don't even charge us.
At Long Lake?
Yeah.
That's the closest one to here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who was the owner of that one?
Bob Mullen.
Mullen.
He drowned it there. You know, you make white mulling. Going across the lake, I guess he tipped over. They found his body there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
They make white mules, you know.
Is that during Prohibition?
Yeah.
There's a lot of that around here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
People making.
Even right here, way back, pretend they're cutting wood, but they're making whiskey.
So I heard that the marshal around here was always trying to get people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, I was just thinking about that time you were walking ahead of the mail team. You were breaking trail on snowshoes.
Yeah. What this deep.
Right to your knee?
Hard work.
Did he pay you to do that?
$25.
And you walked how far? All the way to Manly?
Manly and back. Wish she was living then, my wife.
Mm-hmm.
She just came from Holy Cross school, you know. She went to school down there. Her brother brought her up in a boat. George Black, I think. We had a priest up there, Blue Mission Line. We had a one-story house there. My sister was there. And that's where she stopped. Her brother left her there. I didn't know her. That's Judy's half-sister.
Julia?
Judy Witch.
Oh, who was her half-sister?
Just Bessie.
Oh. Is that...
Same mother, but different father.
Is that Bessie Mark?
No, Bessie is...
Rob... Bessie Roberts.
Bessie Woods. I mean, what I'm talking about.
Oh, it's
Judy Woods' sister. Half sister.
Was that her name was Roberts?
Yeah.
Belina's the mother?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And that Judy was Judy Wood Star. A different father.
Oh, so that's your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a picture of her when she's real little. In here, oh, cool. Did you see that one?
No.
There's one of Belina and her husband was Roberts.
Yeah, the
And then
first
there's
husband.
Horace and Bessie.
Francis. Francis Roberts.
Uh-huh. I should look for that one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I guess it says it's Mary. That was another sister?
Yeah, Mary.
Yeah, so Bessie's
That's
not
Horace there. Right there.
Mm-hmm.
He was married to my sister, too. I was married to his sister, and she was...
Oh. Which sister is that? That's your sister Harriet?
Yeah, Harriet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard they used to have a fish camp over on the slough.
Yeah, that's where she drowned it.
She drowned in the slough there?
I don't know what happened. I was working mining camp then. I worked there 10 years. For the same. This is the waves, they got them big waves, and I guess her heart is no good. Her heart must have stopped. Now I was just getting ready to go to work, put my hip boots on, and water woods, and Dick Fliegel came in to my room, my little shack. They sat on both sides of me, and I was thinking, what happened? They told me. I went right in, didn't go to work, but I got money from McGee, he's the boss. Who brought her body downtown here.
So it wasn't on the river, it was right on the slough,
the
those
slough.
Big waves?
Mm-hmm.
That's when the wind must have been
upriver
wind.
One
of those points there?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it near Lottie's Point that happened?
Oh, you know that point too.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they call Lottie Point on her? She camped there? Or?
Well, Stanley Deo tells me the story.
Oh.
Stanley worked with you?
Yeah, mining camp.
What mine was that?
Oh, Cache Creek, they call it. That's Jill McGee's camp. And he bought Stromberg out. You see, he was a millionaire, this McGee.
Uh-huh. And you worked at that same camp for 10 years?
Yeah, me.
Now, who has that, who bought that after McGee? Is that where
Jack
Neubauer was?
Yeah, where's Jack?
He's been there in Manly. He's just leaving this week.
Oh.
Going outside for the winter. Uh-huh. So when you were, what years were you mining there? I'm working for him.
63.
63?
Yeah. They came down here for that new lower to Chuck and his Gladys. And they wanted me to go back with them, pilot. So I went back with them. That's when I went to work. And Stanley is working already. Stanley and another guy. So they're going out, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What about this Don?
DeLima?
Yeah.
He's there.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
I know them too.
Do you know all those miners around there,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Well, what was that like when you were working there? Was your wife still living then?
No, she died. We were married about 2 years, I told her. I lost her.
So she died young?
Yeah. 1978 or 9.
Gee.
And I take care of Teddy old little boy. That's why I didn't get in the army. I tried to get in, but, you know, the Second World War.
So you raised your son by yourself, then? Huh. Well, how did your wife die? That was...
When she had it down in school, you see.
Gee.
She was in hospital here for a while. Old hospital. But she wanted to go home and stay with me. So I took her home. Teddy was just little boys and Bossy, we call him.
What did you call him?
Bossy.
Mossy?
Bossy.
Bossy.
We used to hunt rabbits, me and Bessie, and I had Teddy on my back. I remember he used to bite my hair back.
He'd bite it?
Yeah, my hair. Well, he went to school up there, too.
In just, Manly?
No.
In?
St. Mark's Mission, Nenana. Oh. From there, he joined the Marines. That's the last time I saw him. I went out there, Oklahoma City, but he was already dead. Only that girl.
This one is, this is his, that's not his daughter.
No, that's one of my niece's daughter.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, it was easier than big sisters.
Oh.
Dorothy, I mean.
His wife?
Because their brother's name is Cloud. Joe Cloud, so I would think maybe Indian.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Their daughter, April Cloud, so they must have been Indians. But they look white. She's blonde.
So that is your son's wife, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, gee, so you're only married to Bessie 2 years. That's... But you still went out hunting rabbits together and did things in that shirt?
Yeah, on the road.
Was that rough, just raising your son by yourself?
No, just all right. Only I can't go anywhere or my sister took care of him. And my other sister, Harriet. They had Auntie. Virginia is her name. Another Virginia Mayo. She's in Fairbanks.
So, when you were like working in Manly, he was gone already?
Yeah.
So he was in the army by then.
He was in the Marine Corps.
So, before that, while you were still raising him, what did you do to make a living so you could be...
Well, there was the preacher up there, minister, Mr. Files.
In Indiana?
No, up here. Before you send him up. He used to give me jobs, that's what you mean. Well, him and I, and Bessie was still living then.
And then after that, you sent him to St. Mark's Mission because you thought that was a good school?
Well, they took care of him there.
And so then what jobs after working here for that priesthood did you go work for? How did you make a living after that?
I worked geological survey for 2 summers.
What do you do for them?
Horace and Harriet took us up to Morlock, that's where we first work. We'll go in the hills and he map. What do you call that? He got the instrument.
Oh, surveying?
Yeah, yesterday.
At Morlock?
Morlock.
Who were
Then
you working with?
Mundine, that's his name.
Mundine?
The next summer, he came down again. But this time they had a kicker. And we went all the way down to Russian that time.
So it's just like you showed him how to get there and help work the boat, or when you
Yeah, up
went
in the
out.
hills.
So you'd kind of take care of camp and all that.
I was during the war, first year of the war, 1942. And he tell me, he got a lot of photos. And if strangers come around, hide it, he said. He told me, like photographs. I mean, it takes shots at the sun too, just where we are, I guess that. That's for the army, I think.
Those pictures are probably around someplace then, huh? So then what's your next job? Sounds like you had all kinds of jobs.
On a boat, steamboat.
You worked as a deckhand.
Yeah.
So what boats did you work on?
Steamer Alice. Then Don Peterson, he had a little boat with stern wheel.
What was that boat's name? Don Peterson, he had a store or something? I never heard his
No,
name.
he had boat on the river.
He just was freighting.
Freighting, yeah. I work at Morlock one summer, mining camp, and down there at Grant Creek.
That was mining too at Grant
Yeah,
Creek.
Then from there to Manly.
What would you do at these mining camps? What kind of work?
Oh, I worked some joints,
It says hydraulic hose.
Hydraulic, yeah.
Then, so
Then
you'd
put
hang
up.
on to that and you'd be washing, that's what you did.
About 7, I think, in the, up there at Cache Creek. But you can't turn all of them. Don't take too much water.
Where's Morlock at? I don't know where that place is.
It's up Yukon River.
Oh.
This side of the rapids.
Whose mine was that?
Oh, some There's only three guys there. One cook. I think this man belonged to some man in Fairbanks.
Oh, he wasn't even at the mine, huh?
He came there once. He owned a place of Fairbanks, truck store, I think. Fenton, that's his name.
Fenton, huh. And then Grant Creek, was that a big mine?
No.
Small.
Uh-huh. Same thing, I worked at hydraulic. Mm-hmm. He died while I was there. I came up for 4th of July. And I went back down. I walked back to camp, pitch dark too, 4 miles. And tent, we had a big tent there, and he was way over there in the corner, and neither guy, and I was by the door there. And he said, "You're home, Teddy," he said. I told him, "Yeah." He talked kind of low, like if he was sick. And next morning, we had a cook there, Minnie. She started to holler, "Time for breakfast." And that's Walter Fisher, he gets up early. He wakes up early, no noise. So I started to think maybe something went wrong. Then this cook all went in there. And he was already dead during the night after he came back, I guess. Because his voice was low.
Mm-hmm. He had a heart attack or something? Mm-hmm. Who was that miner?
Walter Fisher.
Walter Fisher.
Yeah. Oh.
So then you went, from there you went up. That was the same summer?
No.
You went up to Manly?
1963. Next summer, I think.
Uh-huh. So, summertime you worked at the mine.
Mm-hmm.
And then wintertime, what would you do?
Trap.
So you trapped for many years then?
Yeah.
In the same place, Redlands?
Same place, yeah.
Uh-huh. Was that pretty good trapping?
Last time I was there was a lot of martens. It was just late in April. And Richard was gone again. I started walking. You've been gone too long. That's just winter, our preacher burnt up up here. Oh. And I don't know how many kids, too, I think, burned up.
What year was that?
They put that house back up in the same place, that big building they started church, right there.
So what year did that, was that last time you were out?
I don't know.
Quite a while ago. Yeah, uh-huh.
All our traps is over there. Chisels, shovels.
Still there?
Yeah.
Huh.
We hung it up on a tree.
Did you have a cabin over there?
No. Tent.
His tent. So you quit going out then?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how come you quit trapping? You start working in the winter? Or you went someplace?
This time when I flew up over, I had a ration sleigh and I took it apart to put it in the plane right there. And before Christmas, I put it together. And I walked in from out there, pulling a sleigh.
So you took the sleigh apart?
Yeah, right there. Right here and put it in a plane.
Uh-huh.
I walked in from out there. I was thinking of making a camp. Getting dark, I just kept going. Of course, Richard and his dad, another white guy, was trapping around there. And I see their tracks. And I just uphill. I was thinking making camp, but no wood. All dry, little dry stuff. You can't have. And I walked ahead. I left my sleigh there. And it sounds like I hear somebody talking. They had a camp not far away. And they had that army tent like. You can't see the light.
Mm-hmm.
And the dogs didn't even bark. Gee, I was happy when I saw them. Didn't have to camp out.
Mm-hmm.
I made a lot of dry meat while I was out there, you know, just for this trip coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I shot 5 caribou over there. I save all the marrow I put in cans, you know, so the load wouldn't be too big, too heavy. My bags, sleeping bag, and no trail too, before I got to the earth.
So you had to walk on snowshoes and break trail the whole way?
Yeah. Then pull this.
Gee.
From the camp, I took a big chunk of meat. I see it drop off. I let it go too heavy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Went through quite a bit. Rough life. But young too. Yeah.
Wow. So that Richard you're talking about is Richard Grant?
Mm-hmm.
Again? Uh-huh.
He's here.
Uh-huh. So you just figured that was too rough to keep doing, huh? Time to retire?
Yeah, time to retire.
Uh-huh. So it's probably in the 60s sometime?
Yeah. 50s or 60s.
Uh-huh. So then after that, what did you do? You stayed here in the winter?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then summertime?
Well, from here I trapped across there. There was a lot of mountains on the trail yet. I had no dogs that